Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book that's been sitting on my nightstand for weeks. What Would You Do If You Weren't Afraid? By Michael Oshman. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book hit you as hard as it hit me?
Oh, absolutely. And hi, everyone. Sophie here. This book is something else. It's not your typical step-by-step guide. It's more like a conversation with a wise friend who's been through the ringer. Oshman is a leadership coach, but she gets deeply personal. The core question, what would you do if you weren't afraid? It sounds simple, but it's actually a mirror.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing I loved is how she redefines courage right from the start. She says courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. That's not a new idea, but the way she frames it really stuck with me.
Right. She dismantles the myth that brave people don't feel fear. Instead, she says fear is just a signal, like a data point. We're supposed to get curious about it, not try to squash it.
Honestly, that was a relief to hear. I've spent so much time thinking I'm a coward for feeling scared before big things. But she says no, that's just your ancient alarm system going off. It's designed for saber-toothed tigers, not for tough conversations.
That's the key distinction she makes, real fear versus imagined fear. Real fear is when a bus is about to hit you. Imagined fear is worrying about a presentation next week or whether someone will judge you. And she argues that imagined fear is the thief of our potential.
Right? And she gives this great tool. Ask yourself, what's the worst that could actually happen? And then, if that worst thing did happen, could I survive it? Most of the time, the answer is yes. It's like the imagined catastrophe loses its power when you shine a light on it.
Exactly. And she doesn't just leave you there. She has this concept of a fear audit. You go through your life, career, relationships, health, and ask where fear is calling the shots. Then you ask what you'd do if you weren't afraid. That answer is almost always your next step.
I actually did that audit last week. I was avoiding a conversation with a colleague, and I realized it was pure imagined fear. So I had to talk. It went fine. It's like she says, courage is a muscle. You have to start small.
Yeah, she talks about baby steps. If you're terrified of public speaking, don't start by accepting a keynote. Speak up in a small meeting first. Each small act builds momentum.
And she's very honest about her own struggles. She shares stories of growing up in a tough environment, losing people, failing at work. It's not a look at me, I'm perfect thing. It's more like I've been in the trenches, and here's what helped me.
That vulnerability is a huge part of the book. She actually devotes a whole section to the fear of being vulnerable. She asks, "What would you do if you weren't afraid to be seen?" That's a deep question. How many of us hide parts of ourselves because we're scared of rejection?
Yeah, she argues that the greatest loneliness isn't being alone. It's being with people while hiding your true self. That hit home.
And then there's the fear of failure. She doesn't give you the cliche about failure being a stepping stone. Instead, she reframes it as a data point. You're not a failure. You just failed at this one thing. That separates identity from action.
That's powerful. And she even tackles the fear of success, which I'd never really thought about. Success can bring new expectations, imposter syndrome, even outgrowing old relationships. So sometimes we sabotage ourselves because success feels scary.
Right.
She says we stay small because it feels safe. But the book is a permission slip to go after the big life. My favorite metaphor is the river of fear. Life is a river. And fear pulls you toward the safe banks. Courage is paddling against that current into deeper water. That's where the adventure is.
I love that. And she doesn't pretend that you'll ever be done with fear. It's a permanent companion. The goal is to have a new relationship with it, where you acknowledge it, thank it for its input, and then make your decision based on your values, not on fear's demands.
That's the ultimate takeaway for me. A meaningful life isn't a life without fear. It's a life where fear doesn't get the final say.
So my one takeaway? I'm going to start asking myself that question every morning. What would I do if I weren't afraid? And then actually do at least one small thing toward it.
That's a great practice. And if you want to explore this book further, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well, let's go paddle into that deeper water.
Exactly. The book's whole point is that the life you want is waiting on the other side of what you're afraid to do. So go ask the question. We'll see you in the next one.